Greetings, this is News and a View from the Gunflint Trail. Since our last visit on the radio, atmospheric conditions have not changed much. Dreary would be the best descriptor of the past several days. With the sun on sabbatical, about the only thing to brighten daytime hours have been our ongoing color extravaganza. Even at that, the autumnal sonata has been tempered somewhat, as a couple days of pre-winter snippets reminded us of what life can be like at 48 degrees north. One night found the gales of November battering the county a few weeks early. Then, 24 hours later, the first measurable snow laid a luster of purity on the northern landscape. Folks in the upper trail dodged a bullet in regard to the howling windstorm. While the village and both directions along the Superior shore were bashed with downed trees and massive power outage, damage out this way was minor in comparison. Nevertheless, branches were down, and intermittent flickers in our power service kept us border country folks on edge for several hours. The gusts in the pines along the Gunflint Lakeshore were convincing enough to send the Smiths to the lower level for a time. Luckily, the big whites around here stood firm, green tops up. Almost in a case of not to be outdone, another climactic character stepped up during the next diurnal segment. Although the weather service gave hints of such, few would have bet the forecast of white would occur. This time, the prediction was right. Last Friday morning broke with a fresh coating of white, with the flakes still coming down in this neighborhood. When all was said and done, a few hours later, 2+ inches of the wet, heavy stuff were recorded. I have no reports from the Mid-Trail snow zone, but I suspect folks residing in this area likely got even more, as they usually do. Friends reported the driving conditions on the trail were treacherous as they headed into civilization, nearly prompting a turnaround to cancel their trip. Some of the fall tokens have called it a year, but in spite of the early season weather oddities, the fall leaf spectacle has shown some true grit. A trip along the backcountry blacktop remains simply stunning, with a blur of birch and aspen gold flanking the trail for most of the 57-mile journey. My plans for getting some winter chores done during this mayhem were set aside temporarily, as walks, steps, and the deck had to be shoveled. How about that for October 5th? Although it's been nothing to write home about, a slight warming has occurred since, and the white is gone. With that, I'm back at getting ready for winter. Tasks are getting crossed off slowly. The most noteworthy jobs are finished, that being the boat and dock, and now the winterizing of the wildfire sprinkler systems this past weekend. This being said, I was back into the lake water for the second consecutive weekend, leaky waders and all. Brrr! So now, if the great spirit of the North wants to get serious about ice making, he can have at it. Speaking more of things fall, the last membership drive of the year for the Voice of the North is but days away. By this time next week, WTIP will be in the middle of their autumn fundraising endeavor. As in every audience canvassing and new member recruitment, this time remains as critical as the last in order to stay on budget for the year and continue providing the quality programming radio listeners and cyberspace users have come to expect. The theme for this dollar pursuit is all about support. Be a WTIP All-Star and join the team. The Wildersmith guy hopes all will be ready to open those wallets and purses as the excitement of another WTIP fund drive gets underway this coming Wednesday, October 17. It's easy as a click on the keyboard or a toll-free call. On a final note, with the Moose Madness just a week away, it's appropriate to announce one of the iconic twig eaters has been making some marketing appearances up the trail. I last observed the big guy in the wetland near the road to the old Blankenberg pit. Others have seen him too, and are raving about the big rack hanging overhead. it would seem a good time to get a little more trail leaf peeping in, make a stop at the Chickwa campus, and maybe by chance catch a glimpse of this wonder of the woods. I'm betting your chances are better at seeing a moose than they are at winning the current Monster Powerball. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, whether cloudy or clear.